Time to talk about the Eagles tight ends. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, joined by tight ends coach Justin Peel. A conversation presented by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson. And Justin, let's go back a couple of weeks here. The announcement comes out for the Pro Bowl. Zach Ertz makes the Pro Bowl. You had to be thrilled. This is one. This is your guy.
Yeah, I mean, I was excited for him. You know, he's worked extremely hard. It's been a goal of his. So I was really, really pleased for him.
Zach, from the time he was a rookie to now, I know the answer is every position, every possible phase of his game, he's improved. Yeah. But getting a kid who comes from the West Coast, who plays in that open offense in the Pac-12, to get him into the rough and rugged world of the NFL, what's that been like for you?
It's been good. You know, the thing about Zach is he enjoys the game and he wants to do well. So he just wants to learn, and that's what he was when we got him here. It's been 5 years. It seems
amazing,
like
isn't it?
Yeah, I know. But no, he's done well. You know, he works really hard. He's got a guy that's obviously in the room that is perfect for him, you know, that can learn from, that's willing to teach him, and Brent Celek, who's obviously had a lot of success in this league and in this city, and so I think Brent's been very beneficial to him.
How about as a blocker for Zach, and not only the willingness, but being physical in the trenches?
No, that's been a work in progress, and he's embraced it. We've worked it. It's, you know, talked about it's an attitude, and we've, you know, there's the technique part of it, your hands and your feet, and you know, unlocking your hips and things like that, and then understanding the defenses and what he's seeing and how different players are going to react. So that's been a learning process. He's never turned it down. It's just taken a little bit more longer to get into it.
We talked before the season, Zach and I, and he said, you know, what's the next step for him? Elite tight end. I got to score more touchdowns. And then lo and behold, he scores more touchdowns. Was that a combination of Zach and the quarterbacks in the game plan, building chemistry, or was it more kind of on Zach, I don't know, getting open in the end zone?
I think it was that. I think we were down there more. We've been down there more this year, and then his route running has gotten a lot better. And then obviously him and Carson being on the same page having been together for 2 years now, that was also very beneficial.
Trey Burton has become such a dependable, productive tight end. This is a kid who did it all at Florida. If you can go back and tell me what you liked about him after the draft and just, again, developing him into a tight end.
He's probably come the longest or furthest, or however you want to say it. He never really had a home. He was just kind of what they call a Swiss Army knife out there in Florida. And we got him. We, you know, made him a tight end. Extremely athletic, natural route running skills, really good hands. Now he just needed to learn how to play the position. He learned to know subtleties to some routes, you know, reading coverage, things like that. And then obviously he had to learn to play at the line of scrimmage. And again, like Zach, he embraced it. He just worked at it, always talking technique. You know, they're different styles. Trey tends to use his leverage more, his quickness a little bit more so. And he's embraced, like I said, he's done a really good job, really worked hard at it.
Is he a superior athlete, Justin?
Superior, yes. He's a lot better athlete than I am.
But I mean, his ability in college to play so many positions.
Yeah. Well, he is
pretty remarkable.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's got the combination of the size and the speed and the quickness, really. And then, you know, Trey's a very smart kid. Really understands football, so you could kind of move him around a little bit.
And then Brent Celek, the ageless wonder. He hasn't slowed down. He hasn't. His production's still there. When he's called upon, he catches. He does all the dirty work. For you, it must be just great to have that kind of leader, that kind of selfless person.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great example, not only for the tight ends, but really anybody, any young player that walks in this building. And he's embraced that, and he's done a really good job with it. And, he, you know, he's still playing at a really high level. He, you know, he's really good at the line of scrimmage. And you know, he kind of gives those guys a little break from time to time. You know, you take a little bit off of Zach here and there.
Yeah, great group. Continuity has been really important for you last year to this year. Well, the last few years with these guys.
You know, I've had, you know, coached Brent and Zach for five years. And then Trey for four. So it's a fun room. They understand, you know, the expectations. They embrace it. And like I said, I don't ever have to worry about those guys, you know, coming into a meeting room and getting them to focus, or going out on the practice field and getting them to play hard, because that's what they do.
One of the great reasons for the Eagles' success this year, the play of the tight ends, with Justin Peel leading the way in that room. Justin, thanks so much for joining us. A conversation with Justin Peel brought to you by the Rothman Institute at Jefferson.